Hi, thank you for visiting today. This is a text-to-speech audio. Freely we receive and freely we give. Not for commercial use. All rights reserved. Today's title: Manifesting Oneness Through Repetition, The Cup and the Oil of Prophetic Imagination, Episode 2. Section 1. In today's time we look into the life of David to reveal how David manifested oneness with God in the imagination to create with God. Here are a few thoughts for our day. David said, in Psalm 23, "Thou anointest my head with oil," which is the of union of the daily prophetic enactment of repetition. Here, the word head is, the moving of thoughts, the shaking of the head, to reveal the kingdom. Here, thoughts must be joined in oneness before thoughts morph darkness to light shining in the face of Jesus to manifest the King. For that reason, the oil is liquid elements, Hebrew word semen, that joins together in divine union oneness in the blood, water, and the Spirit of God. 1 John 5. If you were to draw a picture of a head and put a cup in the middle of the forehead, your spiritual mind is like a cup that drinks in the presence of God in union with God in oneness. At the same time, Jesus said his body was that cup in Matthew chapter 26 when he was giving communion. The mind of God is one with our mind in fullness because of oneness with the sacrificial body of Jesus. All imagination must have an anchor to remain as one with God, and our anchor is the body of Jesus in the lost art of the finished works of the cross. This is the secret to manifesting in oneness, which is the ability to acknowledge oneness with God in our mind through covenant. Before we go into our next two thoughts of manifesting in oneness with God, thank you for kindly subscribing to this channel and following the notifications so that you will receive our next videos. Now, let's get back to manifesting in oneness with God. Section 2. It is here righteousness, light, shines in lightning, through the blood, water, spirit, to bring out to manifest the King of Kings, the triumphant one, the undefeated champion in oneness of mind. A disciple's mind is beautifully and wonderfully made and designed to create the kingdom, the new Jerusalem coming out heaven into the earth in oneness of covenant. Section 3, here are two scriptures we shared from. Psalm 23, Genesis 1:1. The blueprint of oneness is the blueprint of covenant that begins in the head. Section 4. Confession, I acknowledge I am a disciple of oneness in covenant with God. The Trinity, I habitually acknowledge oneness of God's presence upon me to move my thoughts in oneness oil of covenant to manifest the King. Thank you kindly for subscribing to this channel and following along in the notifications. As well, there are links in this post for you to enjoy and share them to your secret place. I have a 30-day journal with pictures and journal prompts to bless your day to practice manifesting oneness through the cup and the oil. Please request how to receive this life-changing journal by leaving your comments below. Steal away in the secret place, Sister Lara.